1186. All into it, Jim Grass Thompson and Watts,
GTWLawyers.com. Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite, and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. The five people on board that missing submersible near the Titanic are dead. So says the Coast Guard, also revealing the Navy might have heard the fatal deepwater implosion when it happened days ago. James Cameron, the famed film director of the movie Titanic, has visited the site multiple times. He spoke with the BBC.
The first thing that popped to mind was an implosion. So I felt in my bones what had happened.
Several lanes of that collapsed stretch of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia now expected to reopen this Friday with help from NASCAR equipment. Pennsylvania Secretary of Transportation Michael Carroll.
We wanted to think outside the box to try and get 95 open in both directions.
In Texas, still hot and hotter, more than a week now, triple digits and then some.
When you have a temperature outside of, say, 100 degrees, it could be 30 or 40 degrees higher in your car.
Captain Crystal Holmes with Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, and there is a new tropical storm in the Atlantic. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foote.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
I'm not afraid to
the valley's fun music.
105.7
CFW.
CFW.
Back on the train.
Your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 105.7 CFW.
Woo!
The Valley's fun music.
You know it might not be that bad. You were the best I'd ever.
1057 CFW.
You know all the words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Tail in the air. Thank you.
got cat
meteorologist Rodney Price, 65, and mostly clear skies here in the overnight and light southeast winds. There will be a slim chance of a shower or thunderstorm Friday afternoon as high temperatures warm up to 91. Still slight chances of rain for Friday night. More rain chances over the weekend. It's 69 at our studios.
CFW.
Somebody kiss me.
This is 105.7 CFW.
This is the Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW.
I just want you.
1057 CFW.
Snacks and drink trucks. Sounds perfect to me. All will be serving lunch and dinner in Phoenix Park along Eau Claire's Riverfront Terrace as part of Volume 1's Food Truck Fridays. Take a break, grab some grub, and relax the first Friday of each month through September. Information at volume1.org.
One foot on the brake. This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Pleasant Valley. This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Drawing my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly. Do my eyes
As much a part of summer as those little push-up pops with the sherbet and flimsy plastic straws that would break if you pushed them the wrong way.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah, you remember those push-ups, right? 105.7 CFW.
The Valley's got oldies stations.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
It's got stations for your kids. Well, we thought it was time for a fun station. Chock full of the music that you grew up with and fun. That's us. Welcome to the Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident.